Why are you looking at me?
Culprit.
We are going to start the budget meeting at 6:07, May 12th, 2026, Fountain Green City. And we won't have any priors to that, do we? So, has everybody had a chance to look at the budget?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Michelle is going to, since she knows more about this budget than any of us.
Well, and Vaughn, if you need...
She'll take any questions or...
Okay, first, we do have to open and amend the fiscal year 2026 budget, which means that, so, which allows me to move between funds if we're short funds in one area and extra funds in another area. We can move those extra funds into the short funds. And I just kind of, really quick, as the revenues, as I was looking through them, we budgeted, for instance, total tax revenue. We budgeted almost $395,000, and we've only brought in so far $361,000. But if you'll notice with the property tax, we budgeted $98,653, and because of growth, we have already received $100,225. So we are sitting good there. We're above budget there.
$1,600 up, but we're going to be off how much?
For the current budget?
Mm-hmm.
33.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and there's, again, we still have May and June to...
Yeah, this is a tentative budget.
Well, this one is for opening and amend. The tentative, Anyway, and thanks to Todd and his crew, we budgeted zero for wildland fires, and we've already made $15,000, almost $16,000, but that will go to him. So, if you look on page 2, total revenues, we budgeted $626,135, and we have received $656,647. And, of course, there is, again, 2 more months. So then we go to the expenditures, and I just kind of highlighted the total council. We've received more, or no, we've spent more than we budgeted, so we are over there. If you go down to court, we haven't used about $2,095, so that, you know, we haven't spent everything yet. Anyway, as you go through, you can see at each bottom of line item, the total, you can see whether we're short or whether we're over. And those are the ones that I will change. You know, if we're over, I'll be able to put some in those areas that we're short. So right now, total expenses on the general... we budgeted again, you have to balance the budget for the general fund, and it was $626,135, and so far our expenditures are $508,688. So we have a little bit of room, but...
But 2 months to go.
2 months to go, and it will be eaten up, I'm sure. So, that's the open and amend. Do you need to say anything else, Shay? Is that... Covering pretty, just, okay, good.
Any questions during this one?
Yeah.
I have a question. Your sales tax, you said that's up.
Property tax.
I thought sales tax, she said.
No.
It property.
Sales. She said it property. Okay.
Don't we have a mic for public comment?
No, because we're not Zooming and we can yell loud enough.
Okay.
One thing, I went with Michelle at the accountant. And the accountant was very well versed in other municipalities and wasn't foreign to him at all. He was very pleased with the way Michelle had handled it and where we were and how we were on track. So I heard it for myself.
We've come a long way.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to publicly thank Michelle. As I go through this budget and look at it, the complication that she has to go through to get to this budget to keep the state happy. And
well, that's why I took Vaughn with me.
And the county.
Witness? Alibi.
I want to give her a big thanks. She has done fantastic to pull this off. She runs this city very well.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
I agree.
Everybody will think I run the city.
Oh, I'll second her running the city.
Okay.
So we need a motion?
No motions during public. We're just talking.
Oh, okay. So at the end, we'll do this.
We'll do that. We're looking. It's in the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's number something.
10 and 11. So this.
Resolution.
So this is just discussing, presenting the tentative budget for 2027. We went through, and Vaughn and I. And Kyle, who is awesome, and both the general fund and our road fund do have to balance. The water and sewer, because they're enterprise funds, do not need to balance. But the road and the general fund do need to balance. So we went through, and again, this is just approximate. We'll have to open and amend. At the end of the 2027 budget, but two things. We used to have to take from sewer and water to put into the general fund to meet our expenditures, and we no longer have to do that. So we've come a long way. It used to be quite a bit that we had to take out, like $60,000. Between the two funds, and then we slowly have worked it down, and now we don't take anything out, and we're still able to balance our budget. So this year, the tentative budget, the revenue totals for the tentative budget are on page 2. I highlighted in orange, $1,285,540. I've never seen that much. That's the highest our budget has ever been. Of course, that's with some grants that we're receiving. And then the expenditures come to the same, $1,285,540. Those are on, and that total is on page 5.
2 and 5.
2 and 5 are your totals. And then it's been a few years, we put the roads were included in that general fund, but it's easier to see the roads separate. So we took the roads out of the general fund and have its own fund, but we still have to balance that, that budget. And so in the roads on page 6, the total revenue is $189,945, and that's the expenditures as well.
And that should ebb and flow with each year when we do our chip seal.
Well, yeah. And what we have to do is, like, our fund balance, our capital outlay. Vaughn, can you explain the fund balance and capital outlay? We put extra in there to cover those, the road.
Yeah, but I have a question on the chip seal. I thought we were done with that for a couple of years.
We are.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
That's why I said ebb and flow.
Oh, all right.
Some years we do it and some we don't.
Okay. Right.
We should be good. Rod, what did they tell you? Is it good for 7? That's what they estimate on the chip seal. You remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it that's 7?
What that's what I'm used to. About 7 years worth.
Probably 5.
No, really. It's chipped, and especially here where we have not high speed or anything.
Yeah,
no road grader.
Any questions on that?
Everybody okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, all right, can I ask you a question then?
Yeah.
Did the public just not care about the budget this year?
They never care.
Yeah, they did. 2 years ago, remember? That's because we were... Mayor Mark called an increase. Mayor Mark called had the sheriff here.
That's because of the property tax increase.
Yeah, right.
But we're not doing it. We don't have
they
that.
They don't know that. Do they?
Nobody put it on Facebook.
Oh, the grapevine.
The grapevine's got it.
The grapevine died.
Nobody told Cindy Anderson, so just didn't get out there.
Yes, sir.
Didn't go to the rabble rousers.
Yeah. Well, you've got to itemize it in your meeting, don't you, that this is the discussion in there? If it's a...
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The public notice stated we were having a budget. At least when I read it, I thought that's what
it is. It's a budget hearing.
So I can talk to that.
Okay, Shay, go ahead and tell
me. Well, that'll be number 11 on the city council. Where would that be addressed, I think?
What's
so
that?
Are you looking at the property?
The tentative budget resolution.
You're not.
Even though we planned for it.
And
but last year, we enacted it and then was not able to implement it because of the rules. So you're not going to go back and
trying to
buy
it
again?
Yeah. Well, if you remember, correct me if I'm wrong, Rob. The plan was last year because we couldn't, along with 37 other municipalities in the state that didn't meet their checklist,
right.
We said that we would hold it in abeyance until this year.
Right.
And so it was a shoe-in for this year until the Truth in Taxation seminar last week that said, better hold off. Is that it? Correct way to say it, Michelle?
I can talk on it.
I'm going to turn it over to Shay.
The truth is the bad news, Shay.
Yeah, the truth in taxation process changed dramatically this year. The legislature passed a bill that altered that process. It includes new requirements that were not previously in place, right? One of those being certain documents and schedules have to be filed at your initial presentation of your budget, so all of those documents would have to have been prepped well in advance of this evening's meeting, right? Which they are not, right? And honestly, it's a heavy lift, and it became even heavier this year. For communities that are wanting to go through the taxation, we're recommending that they're starting at the latest in, like, January of the year. So if the council would like to consider a truth in taxation process and a property tax increase next year, our recommendation is latest, you're starting at the beginning of the year, because it is a lot of work.
At the summit R6, I went to the property tax. Just on her agenda, I don't know if it was at the tentative budget hearing or the regular one, just on property tax increase, there were 8 items just to go over that, yes, we're going to raise property taxes. They had to list it out. And we would have had to have a schedule of all our meetings. We had to have our statements ready. I mean, there was so much to be ready, and there's just no way that we could have been ready for tonight and been organized with it. I mean, we would have just been throwing it together, and I didn't feel like, I don't want to have it thrown together and then not be able to be prepared for the public.
Well, we've 4 years we've been able to enact half of what we wanted to do the first year.
Yes.
And my concern is that you're going to keep going, and all of a sudden next year, you're going to have, in my view, you're going to have to go in and get the maximum amount next year to even run your ship. In there, because we keep having things that we need to spend. But where gas is, I mean, our costs are going up. We're going to have to do our roads and everything else. And,
yeah.
You know, we got to get on to a thing where we're doing it. And not that I want to pay more taxes. I want to clarify that. I don't want to pay more taxes in there. I'm on a fixed income in there. But I'd rather see it increase a little bit every year and keep up with it than have these great big
jump.
Yep. Deal, but you got to get on a program in there, and the state's just blowing us up.
Well, and again, they said even next year it could change.
I wouldn't be surprised if it changed again.
I mean, they said you have to have a statement. You have a statement that you're going to make a statement, and then you make the statement. I mean, that's how crazy that's.
It's a process.
The bureaucrat can't make work.
Of all the legislative processes that we deal with, and all the noticing and documenting, and it's by far the most difficult, and you're not alone in this boat. The large majority of communities that we're hearing from are saying the exact same thing. With the new requirements, we don't have a ton that are pursuing it this year. A lot interested in coming years, but everybody's just saying, we're literally starting the conversation now or next year if we want to do it next year, because it's that difficult. Like
this is a good example. When I was in that meeting with the county commissioners and the mayors just last 2 weeks ago, I told you that my suggestion was to put this extra money for 911 on property taxes. And the county just went, no. There's too much paperwork, too many problems with all these new rules. And
they didn't want to do it
laws. Yeah, they didn't want to do it. And that's the easiest way for us to take care of the problem that we're going to have with 911. So now there hasn't even been a resolution for that problem yet.
I would suggest they're using that as a ruse so that they don't get the public hit for raising taxes.
Well, that's part of it, too. But everybody's going to, this 911 thing, just is kind of off the subject, it's going to turn into a real budget situation.
Yeah, it is.
So are school districts in this fall under the same rules and everything?
Honestly,
I know North San Pete wasn't able to implement their increase last year. But they're not able to this year. I mean, next year.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, we might have a move.
I'm tracking what you're saying because I agree with you 100%. So, how do we make sure that we're prepared for next year that we're not in the same boat?
We put a tickler in for January and start.
Yeah, we start in January.
Start early. Start. Yeah. Put the tickler in to say we got to do it.
Yeah. But you said the legislature could change the.
Well, that's where I'm going.
They could. Yeah. Necessarily think that way, because they can change the rules on anything you're going to do any given year, right, in their general session in the spring. So we just have to proceed as if they are not, and if they do, then you adjust from there.
But at least you have a base.
At least you have a base knowledge, yeah. So I'm happy to help, but I've talked with Michelle about this. I'm in the same boat as Michelle, right? I haven't gone through that new process, so I'm happy to help learn it and go through it. I'll have other communities that are going through it, but I mean, ultimately, it's just going to be whoever's doing it, whether it's me or your office staff or other communities' office staff. Everybody's just going to be learning it, and so my recommendation is just start very early
and stay tuned. because if you're following the news right now, Ogden Valley City is petitioning the legislature to reconvene to let them have
541% increase. That's where my family farm is in there. I know about that.
They incorporated last year and they're coming up 200 or 2.2 million short. They can't pay their bills right now. They have no mechanism, no sandbag money to pay their bills right now. And they're petitioning the legislature for that exact thing, to change the rules enough that they can go out and enact a property tax right now by over 500%.
541%
on the Ogden Valley City portion, not the overall, not the bottom line of the tax, but it's that line item.
Oh, they're ripping everybody's lips off every place they can. They don't have a budget. They don't own a building. They don't own a pickup truck. They don't own anything. They're just barely incorporated.
And they blame the lieutenant governor's office for telling them the budget wrong.
Well.
That's crazy.
Their people told them they'd have a 5% surplus, too,
yeah,
in there. They've gone in and they've taxed your natural gas bill, your power bill. Now they're looking at taxing the citizens for driving on the roads in the city.
So
they're looking at a $20 to $25 a month tax on residents for the drive up there.
So my point is,
on county roads and state roads.
We'll watch what the legislature does with this, because that might even bring about other changes in this process. And it's going on right now.
I have another question on the budget topic. So just want to clarify your process here tonight. So you're treating this as a public hearing, correct?
Yes.
And in your next meeting, you're adopting your tentative budget, correct?
Yes.
So are you still planning to hold an additional public hearing later on?
Yes, for the final.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you'll set that public hearing
in June
tonight.
Near June.
But you'll set the date in the meeting tonight, correct?
I'm hoping. So okay.
Are you telling us
do we need to set that
yes,
date?
Yes, you should set it tonight.
Because
we will set that date.
We don't have it on the agenda to set that date, but we can.
Yeah, so just wanted to clarify. So actually, tonight, I don't believe you have to formally have a public hearing for your tentative budget.
Oh, I thought we did.
You have to file it with the council in a public meeting.
Oh.
But it is not uncommon to have a public hearing for it. I don't know if it's a formal requirement. But then you do have to adopt it by resolution and set, it does say in state code, I was just reading it, that you have to set the date for the next public hearing that has to be held prior to the adoption of your final budget.
Can it be the same night?
I don't think there's a requirement that prohibits you from having it the same night.
Okay.
You just hold your public hearing at 6 on your next meeting day,
yes,
and then adopt your final budget in the,
yes,
the meeting afterward.
Yeah.
I think the only requirement with that one is truth and taxation.
Yeah. So we would.
So can I go home?
No.
So we would plan the public hearing before city council meeting.
On the
18th? On the 18th. Also, I didn't mention, this budget does include a 3% increase for all employees. I think you have to.
Pretty standard.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So did we get a raise too?
Like $21?
The council? I don't think we
got one.
Some more communities have done that.
Yeah.
Because they haven't done a raise for a very long time.
Her eyes are twitching.
So you say last time I think we voted down a raise for
you,
council.
You have it, yeah, not my doing. It's you guys.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Yeah.
Yes,
on that, in there, it seemed like I believe it was Stuart Smith tried to push that increase through for city council and the mayor. And we did something for the mayor, but not the city council.
Correct. The mayor is $100 a month. And the council is still?
20
a month.
I thought we raised the mayor to 200 and we stayed at 20.
That's what I thought.
Oh, it was 200? How much did I
get? Yes,
but regardless.
I would, because it's been there for a long time.
Say that again.
My opinion is that this is a really good year to address that for the council if you were going to. You're not going to do a property tax. You're not going to have all the pushback and all the BS that happens with it. But you guys do a lot of stuff in there for $20 in there. It doesn't pay your gas to come here every month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we also, in there. This is going to be a lean year because we don't have property tax increase.
That's what I'm saying. This is a good year to do it because you're not going to get the push back that, hey, property tax is just going to pay your increase.
And I'm saying it's not a good year to do it because we don't have the money. I see your point exactly. I really do. I see it. But the $20, I only speak for myself, not for anyone else.
What?
It's a token.
How much money I spent.
Well, I didn't know you got paid when I got on there.
I'm just not very well. I need to look and see how much I pay you. Okay.
I didn't know it was right now.
You've received a check.
Huh?
You guys have received $20? $60?
I haven't received $20.
The budget.
What month is this?
May.
January, February, March. Okay, I'll look and see. If not, I owe you $60.
Can I just send it automatically to the library?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, send mine to the library.
Go for it.
Oh, come on. You guys are making me look bad.
Carrie wants his.
Yeah, that's my beer money.
Okay.
Good. And snacks. Carrie does one. He brings snacks.
Okay.
All right. If there's no other issues with the tax, we have something to move on to.
Should we close and then just, or no, because there's three here. Okay.
Yeah, but wait. Close the public hearing?
Yeah, but we can't.
Nobody can walk in.
Yeah, we got to keep the public hearing.
Yeah.
Okay. 7 o'clock.
You can typically close it if you're.
But still record because we've got three.
Are you just going to keep discussing things?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to discuss things, you need to either keep your hearing open or wait till your meeting starts.
Yeah, let's just
keep it open and just talk.
Yeah, because we've got a little problem back there that we're going to talk about.
Oh,
I have a solution for that.
Perfect.
No.
Well, the guy you're sitting next to, the bigger problem.
That big smiling guy there.
I missed you much now.
Is that a good one? But wait, is that hard? Personnel, isn't that a closed session?
No, it won't. Not this. I'm going to read this little report that we've got.
Okay.
And then everybody can just give us a nay or whatever.
Nay.
You might have to stay. Okay. Fountain Green announces acting fire chief appointment. Effective Fountain Green City announces the appointment of Austin Blackham as acting fire chief effective May 12th of this year. Austin.
June 1st.
Oh, June 1st.
Okay, June 1st. Austin currently is serving as assistant fire chief and will assume the responsibilities of fire chief on a temporary basis while awaiting formal consideration and vote by the city council. This appointment ensures the community of leadership and ongoing operations within Fountain Green Fire Department. During this interim period, Austin will oversee the department functions, including emergency response, coordination, personal management, and administrative operations. The City Council is expected to consider the formal appointment in the upcoming meeting.
The upcoming is in June?
Yes.
Okay.
So we appreciate Austin's. He's talked to me. He kind of knew this was going to happen. And does everybody know Austin?
I do not.
Okay. He works for Wade.
Big guy.
Okay.
He's a big guy down the
back. I know who he is.
So do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, he's a captain. He hasn't been the assistant fire chief.
Oh, captain, yeah.
Yeah, he's a captain. Where are you going? Family issues that I need to... I have elderly parents that are needing extra care.
Oh, I understand that, so...
I can't do this with justice. Besides that, I have fulfilled the task that the mayor at the time gave me, and I think with Austin taking over, it will continue on.
I don't know.
Thank you, and
I don't know.
Yes.
Appreciation is due.
Yeah, we had this discussion. What was it, 4 or 5 years ago?
6.
Was it that many?
Yeah. Yes. You still got to come to council meetings, so I got something to harass. So.
No. I'm doing a dance back here.
Yeah.
Todd took over a very tough situation. And he's been absolutely
fantastic.
Wonderful. So thank you.
Yeah, we had to be escorted out with the police officers when you took over.
Yeah.
It was awful.
I have those ugly times, but it's a lot better now.
Yes.
That's crazy.
We don't want that backstory in the paper.
No, I'm not typing right now.
I need to go back and read the article that expressed the love and concern that I took over. That was...
It was bad.
There was a hubbub. I just...
Oh, that was not pretty.
If James had put to write that up, it might be on the front page.
Yeah.
It's very hard.
Yeah, we don't want to come up with that again. So anyway,
so Austin is prepared, and you feel good about him being that.
Oh yeah. He and I worked really close together, and I'll still, you know.
Can you be around just as a
consultant liaison, whatever?
Yeah.
So you had Austin, Travis Emmerich, and Matt Bills.
Yeah.
Now I understand one of them just bought a house in Alaska.
He did. That did. But he's up there until January of 2008. I was hoping to hold out until he got... because of his paid firefighter skills and everything. He was the assistant chief while he was here. He's up there.
Till 28,
January 28. Travis is now the assistant chief. But Travis is pretty busy with Rocky Mountain and I think with continuity and working on the process, Austin has worked with me and stuff.
Well, Austin being in town all the time,
yep,
makes it a big benefit. So we will write a letter to Austin formally letting him know what we've done tonight. He tentatively already knows.
Yeah.
But we'll write him a letter and then it will start June.
June 1st.
Okay.
Yep. I will. I'll send out an email or whatever to my firefighters.
I was going to say, do they know?
No. I kept this pretty hush.
Well. It's recorded.
Yeah, thanks.
It's not hush anymore.
No.
Has anybody gone back and listened to these?
I have.
They're pretty slick on the state when you upload it to the state. It works out pretty good.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't even listen to them.
Do you have a life?
I have insomnia.
What is that, dude?
I have insomnia.
Nothing else going on. We will close this meeting. So, any other comments? No.
Take the time.
We'll close this meeting at 6:42 and then move on to